Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
God made it very clear to me from the beginning that if I was going to go out and teach on a glorious church, we better have one back home. We better not have one that's half fussing and fighting and scratching eyes out and having the preacher for Sunday dinner and worried about this and worried about that. And I always knew, God, if you're really going to have a glorious church to come after, and He is, folks, we're not going to be hiding in a cave. We're not going to be poor. We're not going to be weak. We're not going to be down somewhere with the devil tromping on us and praying for God to get us out of here. No, sirree, we're going to be the strongest organism in this earth, so filled with God's glory, we'll be transfigured. Woo! Glory to God. I cannot go out and preach this unless there's one at home like it. So I want the home folks to stand up, would you please? These are the ones who love. These are the ones who don't fight. These are the ones who walk in the law of love. These are the ones who have scrubbed your chairs and washed the rugs and painted the walls and hung the drapes and hung the doves. These are the ones that have worked on the grounds and done everything getting ready for you to come. And God's been moving among us. We've had two believers' meetings the last two Sunday nights. You hardly believe. I mean, the Holy Ghost took over. And the people stood up. Sharon Smith, you stand up. And Donna Drake. Stand up, Donna. Where are you? Sharon and Donna and Pastor Lee. Pastor Lee, you stand up. Pastor Lee got the design for this. And he told them to make it. And Sharon told me, she stood up and gave testimony last Sunday night that she had never made any drapes like this. She had never done any of this before. And they did this. And she said the Lord would wake her up in the middle of the night and tell her what to do. And the Lord waked her up one night and showed her how we could build a frame and put it on the back of the piano and the organ and make a little box and have flowers come out of it. Now, isn't that the truth, Sharon? Didn't that happen to you? God did it just like He did in the Old Testament. When they were building the tabernacle and He said, now I'm going to put it in your heart to work with brass and your heart to work with the embroidery. Well, He put it in them to work with the embroidery, and it has worked like that, and it has just been glorious. Ken doesn't even hardly stay home. He just has such fun up here. Brother Carl Roos was up here yesterday. He's someplace else worshiping today, but he'll be with us tomorrow. And he said, you know, it's a labor of love in the glorious church. And when you take away the labor of love from people, they kind of die on you. But they've had plenty of labors to do, and they're not dead, except if they might be tired. I don't know, but we welcome you, and we love you. And we're going to be learning. I feel we're going to be learning ourselves as a local body of believers, because God's spoken to us so much that He wants us to be a showcase to the world. He wants us to be an example, so we have so much to learn. And all of your fellowships, I'm sure your glorious church fellowships too, if you don't have to have that name. You're a part of the glorious church. He is going to, by His word, present to Himself a glorious church. Just kind of show it off in the face of the devil. Filled with Himself. And last Sunday night during the believers' meeting, Kent stood up here and preached for about 30 minutes. And I got up once to help him out. I was sitting here. And he told me to sit down. And the church cheered. And all those need to get repentance before we go anymore. All y'all ask God to forgive you right now. That tape is available, Ken said. But I was sitting back there and God gave me the tape titles. So I know we are going to have some new tapes. I know we are. Now, I don't know what else and when, but Pastor, we hadn't talked about this, but I believe the church should stay open through the day, just like you said, for prayer. And we just make it a place of prayer. You just come down here between the meeting times, and it's always going to be open, and you can pray. But let's do pray. Let's just give it to prayer. And we're just going on. When Rachel gets here, she's probably waiting for us to catch up where she is, see? Because she explodes in on us now, we'll all faint in the glory of it. And he told me, he told me how to do it, Kent, and he was thinking about how the tape packages come and everything. And the Lord just showed me, I just sit back there in the back, and he said, now you make a two-tape series that's the foundation for everything you teach on glory. See, we're going to talk about glory in the book of Ephesians. We're going to talk about prayer in the glorious church. All these things, what he's been telling me. And we may end up with series on them. If we don't, glory to God, he can come anyway with or without the series. But he did tell me, you make a two-tape series that's the foundation for everything on glory. And so this morning and tonight, I believe we will get those two teaching tapes. Because God told me that. And after that, I don't know what, and we don't care what. We don't even care now. But he told me what to title them, and yesterday the nurse came down, the nurse who was standing there in ICU, and she typed the label. She'll be with us. I'm sure she's working at City of Faith today. And the title that God gave me for these is Circle of Glory. Circle of Glory. So we're naming it, just like he said, we're going to have Circle of Glory 1 and Circle of Glory 2. And this is the foundation for the glorious church. The circle. God started talking to me about circles when we were in a meeting with Brother Kenneth Copeland, I think it was last August in Fort Worth, Texas. He started showing me how he works in circles, how there are completed works, and if the work is completed, it makes a complete circle because all works end in giving him glory. If they don't end in all works start with God that amount to anything, they're spoken forth, they come into the earth, they take on flesh, they are fulfilled, they are worked out, and they rise to give him glory. If it's a good work, a complete work, it'll be a circle and it will give him glory. And that's going to be one of our tapes later on in the meeting, if we get to it, giving him glory. And so when we were down there, God reminded me, and he started talking to me about circles and showed us a circle in Brother Copeland's life, and that's really, it was part of releasing him right now into what's happened in his ministry with where God's, what God's doing with him. And God reminded me of this little book that I'd seen some years before, and I remembered. Now, how do you remember what you read in a book 2 or 3 years before? This is a part of a 10-book little series. But I could remember when God started talking to me about circles, I remembered this page of the book and what it said. Now, this is a book on the philosophy of the cross by A.E. Mitchell. A.E. Mitchell. And I got this out at Amy's, the church Amy started, Angelus Temple, in their bookstore. It's an old book that they had out there. And so, this is on the Lamb of God. And in his teaching on the Lamb, he says, for the sake of clearness, both in learning and in teaching, we will follow the simple method of the circle. The circle method of teaching. The full range of both simplicity and profundity are found in the circle. Here, the child can understand and the sage can learn. It is our Lord's method for making things clear and plain. And then he brings our attention to John chapter 16, verses 28. Turn there, please. John chapter 16, verses 28 and 29. Verse 28 is in red. That's Jesus speaking. And verse 29 is what his disciples said. Verse 28, Jesus said, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Do you see the circle? For you on the tape, first I'm placing my hand upward toward heaven, and Jesus said, I came forth from the Father, am coming to the world, again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we understand. This is so simple, we got it. God does not explain his great eternal truth to man. How could he until that time when man is able to entertain it? Till then, God shows his truth and man is bidden to look. And in looking, there is flashed into the soul the indelible impression of truth. Not here abstract truth, but truth. As it quivers with divine presence, intent, and life. Truth is now clothed in intimate personality, moving on from prophecy into human history, continuing in that eternal circuit which always ends at the very throne of God. Let us always look for that circle. We will always find its beginning at the throne. And if we are true to the book, we may always trace its course back to God where it closes its circle. And he goes on to teach of the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the Bible tells us, Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And then the prophecy was given and the Lamb came and ascended back to the throne of God. This is always the divine method. This is the divine method. Anything that's true has its beginning in this word. In the beginning, God. And if it's worth anything, it has to start at his throne. Come forth, take on flesh, and ascend back to his glory. It's the same with the teaching of glory. God said to me, it begins at my throne. And he showed me the circle of the glory. And that's what we'll see this morning and tonight. The circle of the glory of God.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.